Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, gay men. Welcome to another episode of Coming Inside Out. I am your host, Brian James, along with my co-host, Mark Dembo. Mark, it's good to see you, buddy. I know you've been feeling a little under the weather. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm trying not to have coughing fits as we go here, but I'm doing better than I was a couple of days ago when we were originally going to record. So glad to be here, and I'll be glad when this Northeast winter is over. We had 80 degrees last week and then back into the 20s.
Yeah, I think we start every week off with a weather update. You said it's in the 30s there. It's almost 100 here
today,
which is crazy.
It was so, a week ago today. It was 80 degrees here.
Oh, was it? Oh, I didn't know you had a warm fill. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So yeah, and then back. Yeah,
back down. Wow. Well, hey, Mark. We were talking the last episode we had with Dan. We introduced a new segment, Ask Us Anything, and invited guests to write in with questions. So today, I thought we would just review some of the questions that came in from our listeners.
I love it.
You love it? All right.
I think it's a plan.
Who's going to go first? Do you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah. Why don't we just kind of take some of these in the order in which they were received?
Yes. Oh, right? I'll start with this. I removed the names of the people. I removed locations or things. Some of the people specified what they did for a living. I don't want people to think that we're going to out them online. So as we read these, they don't have your names, your email addresses, or personal information about you.
Absolutely. All right. And I'll also just add up front, as we always say, you know, look, we're here to share our experiences. Maybe our perspectives. We're not therapists. We're not giving advice, but you know, to offer perspectives and kind of the road that we've been down and how some of this might relate. So we'll just kind of put that out there up front. And we want to continue to hear from you guys. So if you have other questions that come up, please send them our way, comingsideout@gmail.com. And we'll, of course, promote that again before the end of the episode.
Yeah. And if anybody is listening to one of these questions, and they want to respond to that, write in and let us know your thoughts. We're happy to share your responses online also.
Absolutely. So yeah, let's dive in here. So the first question that we've got here, hey guys, I've been listening to the podcast and really appreciate the conversations you're having. It's been helpful to hear people talk honestly about things that a lot of us are trying to figure out. I wanted to submit a question that I think might resonate with others as well. What advice would you give to men in their 40s who are only now starting to question whether they might be gay or bisexual after living most of their lives as straight, especially for someone who has kids, is Cali sober, and feels overwhelmed by the fear of losing family, his career, stability, and the life he's built while still wanting to explore who he really is. Asking for a friend, wink, wink. Thanks for creating a space where these kinds of conversations can happen. It really does help. Mm. So, Cali sober friend, starting to question if he might be gay or bisexual, overwhelmed by the fear of losing family, career, stability, the life he's built.
It certainly resonates. Yes, it definitely resonates for me. I think if you're questioning it, the seed has already been planted, right? I understand people questioning their sexuality. You and I had a conversation before we hit the record button, and I had been talking to somebody else who presented something to me, which I was kind of having a hard time wrapping my head around, and I put it into ChatGPT and asked ChatGPT to help me, not formulate a response, but just help me get my head around something that I wasn't completely understanding. So for myself, mm-hmm. I identify as gay. And when I was married with children, I identified as closeted. I've never had a time in my life where I felt like, even though I was attracted to my wife and loved my wife, I never had a time in my life where I felt I had attraction towards women. I was predominantly attracted towards men. So I don't know about being bi or straight with feelings of wanting to engage in sexual activity with men. In my viewpoint, I see that as gay, but I understand that you can't just slap a label on it and make it be something, that everybody's life is very fluid.
Yeah. Yeah. To add, I think to some of what you're saying there, Brian, first off, I would say, I think the question is what is it you're trying to figure out? Right? Questioning, the way I read the question here, and obviously we're just, reading words that were written in, so you've got to put some context around it. You say to our friend here, he says that he was living most of his life as straight, and now he's starting to question whether he might be gay or bisexual. I mean, the first thing I'll say is, and I think this is to your point, Brian, right? Don't worry about the label, right? Is it gay? Is it bisexual? You're questioning your sexuality after living most of your life as straight. I can totally relate to that. That's exactly how I lived most of my life as straight. Did I know buried back there? Can I think back? Oh, really kind of wondering about my sexual identity, my orientation at a very early age. Yep. But I lived my life as straight.
Yes.
And I think as many of us do, you convince yourself that you're straight, even though that's always there, right? So again, my guess is, right, I think for most of us, it's not like suddenly you question it for the first time, but I think we get to a certain age or stage in our life where it bubbles up more and more and more and more and more. And it's not just, it's not just about the sex or the sexuality. It's about who you are. It's about your identity. And then you start to say, wait, if I do something about this, what about the foundations of everything I've built my life on?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great question. I'd love to hear from our listeners too.
Yeah. And again, I'll say there's no one right answer here. The question is what advice do we give to men? What advice would I give?
Well, I'll just interject here for a minute. So one of the things I would suggest is that you seek out therapy. You actually have a conversation with a therapist about this and yes. allow yourself to explore this with another person. For me, one of the biggest movements in my life is when I actually spoke the words out loud to another person.
Whether it's a therapist or somebody you feel you can, a confidant, if you're mm-hmm. not ready to go to therapy, but certainly a therapist can absolutely help, somebody that you can confide in. And I think also if I were to give advice or, if I were talking to this person, I would say, first of all, it's okay to question. What you choose to do about it is then up to you, but it's okay to question it, because I think if you don't, and the very fact that you are putting the question out there, I think means you are allowing yourself to do it. But decide what that means and to question and to take some steps to really try and understand who you are and what this means for you does not necessarily mean you have to blow up your life. I mean, look at, you know, I can look at people like myself, others that are in very different situations, but some guys take other paths. They stay with their spouses. They stay with their families. So there's no one right way, but to also say, hey, if you're questioning, there's nothing wrong with you. It's probably always been there in one way, shape, or form. And you just get to a point where it's like, hey, I can't keep this inside anymore.
And for some people,
and being overwhelmed by that fear.
Yeah. And for some people, for some people, the word gay is very triggering. So it's like, you're what I've learned is you could have same sex attraction and not be gay. Gay is a label.
That's it. Right. Put aside the labels. Right? Don't worry about the label and what you want to call it. It's whatever you want to call it is fine. I mean, there's no point in no need to have to label anything. But listen, I'll also say that fear of losing your family, your career, your stability, totally, totally understandable fears. Not for me to say that none of them are real fears, right? I mean, yeah, there can be. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There can be real consequences. But that's not to say that you still don't want to try and explore and find the safe places, the safe spaces to allow that questioning to happen, to help you determine what you want to do with that and how you want to do that.
You don't want to deny yourself the ability to live authentically. You only have one life. You have a limited time on this planet. Right. Don't deny yourself.
Right. Yeah.
All right. All right. A lot of these questions have a similar tone to them. So this can apply as we read through these. Some of what we've already said can also apply. All right. I'll read the next question. Hey, Brian and Mark. First, I just want to thank you both for the podcast. I found it a few months ago and have slowly been working through the episodes. Hearing other dads talk about this stuff openly has honestly helped me feel less alone. I'm a 45-year-old dad with two teens. I love my kids more than anything, and I care about my wife. My biggest fear is that if I come out, I'll destroy my family and hurt the people I love the most. How did you reconcile the guilt of potentially blowing up your family with the need to live authentically? Oh, that's painful. That's painful.
You know, I remember that fear, that feeling so intensely, and I'm not going to say I don't still sometimes have that feeling, that guilt of what I've done, you know, to my family, to people who didn't ask for any of this. I remember not long after I had come out to my wife, and we were still, I think, figuring out where we go from here. And on the one hand, there's this incredible sense of liberation and release of being able to say the words of who I am for the first time in my life. And then I remember being in the car, driving to the grocery store at a stoplight, and just bawling, crying incessantly, like it just over, you know, just uncontrollably. And that happened.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
A lot. You know, this is my, you know, to say to our listener here, totally understand that fear. But recognizing that feeling of guilt does not mean you did something wrong. You know, being gay, it's not, you know, let's come back to this. You didn't suddenly wake up one day and say, I'm deciding to become gay today and want to destroy my life. For the vast, vast, vast majority of us, we got into the lives we led genuinely, not to mislead anybody. We cared about our spouses. We deeply love our kids. We're doing what was expected of us, living the lives we said, you know, that we were supposed to live, right? That's not doing anything wrong. So I think to me, you have to recognize, and I say this as much because of these are the things that, you know, I still work on, you know, it's recognizing you're doing this because you have every right to live your life as who you are. It doesn't mean you don't care about the other people and to take that into account. The other thing I'll say is, you know what, even sometimes when you're feeling the guilt, it's okay to say, this is what I'm feeling right now, and I will make it through. And yes, the other people will make it through as well. And then I'll shut up and let you say something here, Brian. But, you know, the thing that I've really come to understand is there will be pain, right? As I say, well, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's inevitable. There's going to be pain, but that doesn't mean that it's your pain to fix as much as we all want to try and fix it, right? So many of us are people pleasers. We're problem solvers. But like, it's taken me a long time to understand, as great a relationship as I still have with, you know, with my wife, there's still pain there. And I've had to learn that I can't fix that for her. It doesn't mean I can't be compassionate about it, but I can't fix it. And I can't feel guilty for it.
Completely agree. I feel like this question hits closer to home for you than for me because you lived what this listener wrote in. I did not live this same experience because I've shared in the past, I was in love with my wife. I was in love with my life. I battled with knowing I was living a closeted life with no thoughts of ever coming out as gay. And when my wife asked me for a divorce, it gave me the opportunity to come out as gay and live authentically. I came out during COVID. My kids were at an age and emotionally well-adjusted enough that I didn't feel like my coming out was going to blow up my relationships with them. My ex-wife is a therapist. She worked with a lot of LGBTQ people. We had LGBTQ friends. We didn't live in judgment or fear of the community. So when I came out, I wasn't holding all of that the same way that some people like yourself were holding it, and you were the catalyst in your coming out, not somebody else.
Very true. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Very, very true. I mean, this one really does resonate, you know, for me, cause that's been a big part of it. A couple, you know, and just a couple of other, you know, thoughts on this as well. You know, when you think about that guilt piece of it, you know, I said that, you know, guilt doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong, even though it can certainly feel that way, but it, you know, it's not. And remember something else, that if you stay closeted, if you will, you're also making a choice, and that has a cost on your emotional health, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world. I mean, I've talked about the fact that I didn't realize until I came out how much of myself I was suppressing and hiding. You know, and that is a cost you pay in so many ways. You know, and you see other, right? It's going to come out in other aspects of your life. I was on a call actually just last night, talking to a bunch of guys, and you know, some of these topics came up, and one of the guys who had recently came out talked about, again, kind of this feeling of how he had changed since he allowed himself to come out. And he was like, beforehand, he said he's not even, I mean, he's only out at this point to a few people, but just because now he can embrace it himself and there's a few people that know, he said, I've had people, like, even at work say to me, oh, you seem different. He was kind of like, before, he's like, I always looked like I was mad and angry and, you know, quick to fly off the handle. He's like, now I'm, you know. And again, it's not to take away from the pain that comes with it, but it changes how you see yourself. So there's a cost when you don't allow yourself to be who you are. And think about it this way too. You're not necessarily, it's not like you're choosing yourself versus your family or one over the other. You're choosing honesty over long-term suppression and dishonesty with yourself or others.
Yes.
So, yeah. You know, again, just kind of sometimes I think a framing like that can be, but also knowing, yeah, it's not going to be all unicorns and rainbows, right? I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. As you said, it can be hard. It can be very hard.
I want to respond to something you said. After my coming out, I became a much softer, more thoughtful person.
Yeah.
With a slower, more empathic thought process, because I wasn't so bottled up and anxious all the time. My coming out made me a better parent, made me a better friend. So, like you said, this person coming to work with a smile on his face, my whole demeanor, everything about me shifted after I came out. Yeah. Wow. Well, that was a good question.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
You're up.
Let's see. Next question.
And I bolded this top part because that was in the subject line.
Yes. What if I'm wrong is the subject line that came in with this message to us. Hey, guys. I'm 39, married, with 3 kids under 12. I've spent my entire life identifying as straight. I've had relationships with women and built a whole life around that identity, but I've always questioned whether I might actually be gay or bisexual. My fear is making huge life changes and then realizing I was wrong. Did either of you struggle with wondering if this was just a phase or curiosity? How did you know it was real and not just something you were questioning? I appreciate the honesty you both bring to these conversations.
Well, I'll start by saying, and this is just for me, I feel like you know if you know. Like you said, I didn't decide to be gay. I didn't decide to choose how I felt about men. I knew from a young age that I had same-sex attraction. Now, the attraction I have for men and my vision of what a relationship with a man I would like it to look like, I have not experienced that yet. I only know who I am and who I'm attracted to. So I was never worried that I was making a mistake in being who I am. You know, if I had a string of terrible sexual encounters, maybe I would think that it was a bad idea or a mistake, but I haven't had that. So And I, you know, I haven't had a horrible experience in the gay community to make me question it. But even if I questioned my experience, it would never question how I truly felt on the inside.
Right.
I think you just know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, first of all, you know, fear of making huge life changes and realizing you were wrong, right? That's an understandable fear to say, you know, again, am I going to go and, for lack of a better term, blow my life up and then say, wait a minute, I'm wrong. This is just a phase. So I think, you know, first off, to the question the reader asks, did either of you struggle with wondering if it was just a phase or curiosity? For me, I think, Brian, similar to you, right? If I look back, I always knew I was attracted to boys, to men, not boys to men, but, you know, but boys and
the group.
Men.
Yeah. That may have been a sign you were gay, I mean, too.
Okay. All right. They're kind of cute, but back in the day. But, you know, so did I struggle with wondering if it was just a phase or curiosity? I think for a long time, I told myself, oh, it's just a curiosity. Right. I mean, yes. I did go on and live a straight life and kind of put that away. Once I got to the point, as I got older and realized, no, this is real. I knew, no, it wasn't just questioning, but it's okay to question and to explore. And by explore, listen, I'm not saying, oh, you know, just go and have random hookups, go have sex with men.
No.
I'm that's up to each individual to decide what they're comfortable with. When I say go and explore, I mean have conversations. If, again, kind of coming back to what we talked about before, if there's people you can confide in, whether it's a therapist, a friend, other groups. I mean, there's a lot, depending on where you live, there are LGBTQ centers where they may have support groups that you can go and talk to other people. Connections through groups like that we're a part of. There's Husbands Out to Wives. There's Gay Fathers Worldwide. And in both of those groups, there are a fair number of men that come to them because they are kind of questioning and not sure what steps they want to take. So just getting other people to talk to, that's part of the process.
You know. Well, can I say something real quick? In the heterosexual community, there are swingers. Couples that are having sex with men. The husbands are having sex with the other husbands. The women or wives are having sex with the other wives. So it's, you know, to explore that, you don't have to say, I'm gay and blow up your relationship. Maybe your spouse is open to mutual exploration within the marriage. I mean, there's many different ways to go about this.
Yeah.
You don't have to end your relationship, look back and realize you made a mistake when in actuality you could have just become a swinger with your wife.
Right. Well, right. I mean, and obviously that depends on every person's individual situation. But, you know, one of the things I come back to, applying, I think, one of the best pieces of wisdom I had in my process or that we had in our.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With rss.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
Process, our couples counselor said to us, take things slow. So you don't have to make huge life changes and then find out you were quote unquote wrong. You can take things slow, have some conversations. If or when it's something you feel that you can bring up to your partner, to your spouse, but take things slow and just let it unfold. It would seem to me that if this is a question that's been with you for a long time, it's worth taking seriously. Yeah. That to me, if this is something that, you know, you've come back to throughout your life, maybe it's been there and then you put it away, say, no, it's just a curiosity, it's just a faith, but it keeps coming back. That's worth exploring.
I agree. Well, Mark, this next question, or what the person wrote in, actually probably hits closer to home for me than any of the other ones that wrote in. So I'll read this one. It says, hey, Mark and Brian, I just want to start by saying thank you for the work you're doing. Your conversations feel real and honest, and for guys like me who are still in the closet, it means a lot to hear other men talk about these things openly. I'm married with one daughter. Right now, I feel like I'm living two lives. On the outside, I'm a straight husband, dad, and professional who everybody expects me to be. But on the inside, I'm constantly thinking about the fact that I'm gay. It feels like I'm carrying around a secret all the time. Did either of you go through a period of living a double life mentally or emotionally? How did you deal with it without feeling like it was consuming you? Oof. That was the story of my life.
Say more.
I just absolutely relate to, I couldn't have said it better than this, but this is exactly how I feel. I feel like I was living two lives. At times I thought I was crazy, or I was making myself crazy because I had to compartmentalize myself all of the time. I had to edit myself. I had to know what my surrounding was. I had to know what my audience was. And I was constantly shifting between the life of the straight professional father and this secret that just ran buried so deep inside of me. And, you know, long time ago, I shared that I had a fear of getting my wisdom teeth pulled because I was afraid that while I was under anesthesia, I was going to start blabbing that I was gay. I didn't want to get my wisdom teeth out. When I was married, I had to have a minor umbilical hernia operation. And for weeks, I lived in fear that as I was coming out of the anesthesia, I was going to start babbling and confessing to the fact that I was gay. It tormented me for years and years and years. So I can completely relate to this person and the way that they feel that they're living a double life. That was me.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question on that, going back to something you said before. We were talking about, you know, your circumstances. You came out after you got divorced for other reasons.
Yes.
But even while you were married, so you loved your wife, you loved your life, as you said, but this was still consuming you.
Yes.
While you were married.
Yes.
So, and this is maybe not a fair question, maybe hard to answer, but do you think at some point you would have gotten to a breaking point and said, I can't do this anymore?
I don't think so. I had become, the reason my marriage ended, and I've shared this before, is I was such an asshole. I was
Some ways, maybe it, right. So while it wasn't directly, honey, I'm gay, we're splitting up, because you were so conflicted.
Yes.
It came out in other ways.
Yes. Yes. 100%. I've shared. Right. I was so. Okay.
So do you think maybe there was a part of it that was trying to force that would then allow you to come out?
All right. You know, I have shared with you before, I'm a very spiritual person. I had a aha moment when I was 47 years old, driving my car to work, just feeling like so consumed by this double life that I was leading. And I screamed out for the first time in my car, "I'm fucking gay." And I think me admitting that to myself out loud for the first time created a universal shift in my life, and me finally allowing myself to hear that, allowing myself to, just accept it. I think that started a shift in my life that was bigger than me. Me being an asshole wasn't going to end my relationship. Me being, you know, just constantly living kind of in friction and just like with a short fuse and annoyed all the time by different shit happening, that wasn't ending my marriage. I think that this shift occurred, which started the ball rolling towards maybe my wife realizing I wasn't going to change, or I don't know what the fuck happened. But anyways, it shifted.
You know, my perspective on this question, the living two lives, straight husband, dad on the outside, constantly thinking about being gay inside, there were certainly elements of that for me, a little bit different. Up until the point when I had that experience also, and in my case, it was looking myself in the mirror and saying, "Dude, you're gay, own it." Once I got to that point, yes, that's when I really started feeling like, wait a minute, I am living these two different lives and I can't do this, right? But even before that, what I did feel was this detachment from my life. Even before I openly admitted, embraced that I was gay, because I was always afraid of, I'm different. People are going to figure me out. I've got to hide who I really am. That manifested in this sense of detachment from my own life. You know, I've said this before, like I was watching my life, like I was my own life as if I was viewing a movie. Would oftentimes feel that, like, is this really my life? So there was definitely that sense. And then, once I did come out, starting to see those things less and less, or, you know, kind of more of that merging of my real life. So I do think that kind of that sense of the two lives, it is a pretty common experience, and it creates anxiety and exhaustion and questioning and turning into an asshole.
Trying
to constantly feel like you're hiding. How do you deal with that? Well, a lot of things we've talked about, right? Is there support, therapy, journaling?
Yeah. I went to therapy. I started going to therapy.
Yeah.
After that. So, after that aha moment in my car,
yeah,
I sought out therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah, very, very common sense and conundrum, if you will. I skipped a couple of questions, but it's okay.
I don't know how or why, but back. Yeah, I guess that question
that's okay.
had been calling to me since it was written in. So maybe I just, Brian.
We're agile here, right? We flex.
Yes.
We flex in the moment. All right. So let me go back to, I think, a couple of questions here we missed. Next one we've got here. Hello, gay men. Thank you both for what you're doing. I'm a closeted dad in my early 40s, and I want to say how much I appreciate the podcast. I listen during the commute to work and almost every episode leaves me thinking about something in a new way. Thank you. We appreciate those comments. My situation is that I'm pretty sure I'm gay, but I haven't told anyone yet. I don't know any other gay dads, and I don't feel like I have anyone I can safely talk to about this. So my question is, what does the first step actually look like? How does someone even begin figuring this out without completely blowing up their life? Right now, the whole thing just feels overwhelming. So similar to, I think, some of the other questions thematically that we've had here. In this case, sounds like our listener, well, he's pretty sure that he's gay, but has not yet shared with anybody.
Yes. You know, I go back to the very first step for myself, that was seeking out a therapist, you know, but unfortunately I've shared this before also, my very first sit down with a therapist to discuss my coming out was a horrific experience, and I actually got up and left, you know, upset and pissed off and angry, which was kind of the, my demeanor to begin with. But so finding somebody qualified to talk to about this, you know, maybe rather than seeking out a regular therapist, you actually research an LGBTQ therapist, or you go online to an LGBTQ center, or you use one of their call-in numbers, the Trevor Project, for example, and you talk to somebody there first. But, you know, once you know that what you're doing is potentially causing emotional distress or emotional harm to you, I think the very first thing is that you talk to somebody about it.
Couldn't agree more. And I know this theme has come up a lot, right? I mean, I think, I am a big believer in therapy. I know some people don't want to go that route, but I can attest to how much it has benefited me. But it is key. I would absolutely agree with that, Brian. You want to be with the right therapist, somebody, I would say it doesn't have to be somebody who's gay or queer. Personally, this is again my personal opinion, I think that helps because they, you know, can relate. Somebody who may work with other people that have come out later in life can be a big help. LGBTQ centers. There's also, if you go to there's resources like Psychology Today. Mm-hmm. They've got a great directory, and you can search for therapists, you know, based on different topics. That's actually how I originally found my therapist, who, you know, turned out to be a great match. There's also, if you don't...
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Don't want to work directly with a therapist. There are a lot of coaches that work with men coming out later in life. There's a group called the Gay Coaches Alliance, which is all gay coaches. Mm-hmm. And they have various specialties. Some are more focused on, you know, executive business coaching, some more on, you know, life coaching. I actually just signed up with them, as well. But Gay Coaches Alliance is another option. Groups, as we've mentioned before, Husbands Out to Wives, Gay Fathers Worldwide, where it gives you the chance to connect with other men. So it's the kind of thing where one small step, make those connections, figure out what, you know, what you need to do, and find those people to talk to.
Yes.
The amazing thing is, as you start to reach out, especially to some of these groups, You'll find that there are a lot of other men you can talk to. And again, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's story is different, but it can be very helpful to know that you're not alone.
Yes. And I don't want to instill fear in anybody, but it's so important that you choose the right person to confide in. You do not want to confide in somebody who's going to use this as ammunition against you. There are men that come out to their wives, come out to a sibling, come out to somebody who at a later time or even right there in the moment of upset uses that as ammunition against you. So choose this you do person want to be careful. Yes. Wisely.
Yes. You know, one other point, just kind of a caveat too. I remember when I was looking for a therapist, I had gone to some of the online therapy services. And I won't, like where they just do online therapy. And I'm not saying that those are certainly reasonable options to look at as well. But you want to make sure you're careful, because I started looking for gay therapists or whatever. And some of the ones that they tried to match me with were actually people that were doing conversion therapy.
Yes.
Really? They're like, oh, this is the perfect match for you. I was like, no, I don't think so. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yes.
So just
interesting
fire,
you say that.
Buyer beware, just a caveat.
Interesting that you say that, because I feel like my very first experience with a therapist, although he wasn't a conversion therapist, it kind of felt that way in the initial session.
They don't use those words. But when you start to I started looking at their background and I was like, I don't think this is what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yes. Totally agree. I don't think we read this one. I skipped around, unfortunately, but
I think we've got one more. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Brian and Mark. I want to thank you both for the podcast. I found it recently and have been binge listening while walking my dog at night after everyone in the house goes to bed. I'm 38 with two kids. One of my biggest fears about coming out is losing my relationship with my kids. I've heard horror stories about custody battles and having kids reject or turn on their dad after he comes out. For those of you who came out late in life, how did your relationship with your kids change? Did things get better, worse, or just different? That's for you, Mark.
So, all right, I can speak to my experience, but I can also speak, a little bit more broadly. So first off, I'm going to say I have been very, very, very lucky. My relationship with my kids has remained wonderful. My kids are older. They're in their 20s. One of my kids did come out to us as being queer even before I came out. So as a family, we've always been very accepting, very open. So there was kind of that context, if you will, right, to begin with. Also, I've been very lucky, as I've shared, through the whole process, I've been able to maintain a good, strong relationship, with my wife, with my ex. So because my kids saw that we were united, again, not to say that there weren't very difficult moments. There weren't, I'm not going to say there wasn't crying. There wasn't, but we also said to them from the get-go, look, mom and I are trying to work through this. No matter what, we are all still a family and we will all get through this together. So my kids were very welcoming. They said, we love you, Dad, no matter what, because they saw that, we were all still united. That helped them a lot. So again, my situation's been very, very lucky. But that fear is valid. There are horror stories that exist. I have some very good friends that they have no relationship with their kids. They, they try and reach out. And because there's bitterness with with the spouse, with the ex-spouse, that gets carried down to the kids. So I think the outcomes vary. And is that a reason not to do it? Well, I think there's a lot of factors there. I another very good friend of mine is in the process of getting divorced from his wife, and they're trying to work things out. They're coming to an arrangement for the kids, where they will co-parent, they're keeping the house. And like what they do is they have another, they got like an apartment and they rotate, right? So there's always one parent in the house. The kids are younger, right? So they're kind of doing that as they kind of navigate it. So, but it can be hard. Brian, I know you've dealt with some of that, so I'll let you talk to it as well.
Well, I'm going to echo a lot of what you said, you know, with just your children ages. I also, one of my children came out as gay in the same conversation in which I came out to them as gay. So we had, like I've already shared, a level of acceptance and familiarity with the gay community. The listener asked, did your relationship with your kids change? Did it get better, worse, or just different? My relationship with my children improved 500%. 1,000%. My relationship with my children after coming out allowed me to be a authentic person, a calmer person, a person with a broader perspective on life, a more hopeful and positive person. I mean, it literally, I've said this before, shifted me so significantly. And you know, I was starved to be that person to begin with. So when the opportunity arrived, you know, I didn't just piss it away. I actually really worked extremely hard. We talk about going to therapy. We talk about coaching. We talk about self-help books, starting to do meditation, starting to journal. I threw myself into anything and everything that could help me repair my life and get it to a level where I was living in gratitude, because it was so important mm-hmm. for me to embrace this. And just my divorce was so bittersweet. I was so devastated by it, but it was so sweet in that it gifted me this opportunity, and I wasn't going to throw that away.
And I think it's important to be able to try and find those ways to connect. I mean, you make a good point too. I have found in subtle ways, like in small things where there's things now. I mean, I have two girls. So there's stuff that we can now joke about more openly, right? Like, yes. You know, we see a movie or we see something, like we can now joke about, oh, he's cute, or, you know, yes. I mean, they've even said to me, it's like, Dad, what do you think? You know, what do you think of so-and-so? Or, you know, what's your type?
Yes.
And just there's that sense of things like that. And I don't feel the need to be guarded, right? I can be more vulnerable. I can be more open, you know, with them. And I think in some ways, it's actually setting an example for them to be able to say, don't be afraid to be who you are, to be vulnerable, to be authentic in whatever aspect of your life. Again, I know I've been lucky, you know, and I think for those that do have that resistance, sometimes you got to give it time. And the other thing I would say is don't give up. One, again, a good friend of mine who has been estranged from his kids since he came out, now I think it's been 3+ years, he's been very upset about it. He shared with me just the other day, it was his son's birthday. Actually, he has twins. It was the twins' birthdays. And he's been trying to reach out to them and, you know, no response, no response, no response. Mm-hmm. And on their birthday, this was just a couple of weeks ago, he sent text messages, I think to both kids, but to his son. And he showed me, sent me a screenshot where his, you know, he said, you know, thanking you, son, happy birthday. His son actually replied, thanks, Dad.
Mm.
And, you know, small thing, but it's like, wow, okay, It's progress, right? Small things. So, you know, if you find yourself faced with that, it's like, don't give up. Don't shut down the contact. Keep at it. Let them know you care. Let them know that you're still there, even if they're still processing and figuring things out.
Yes. I shifted from living a life to supporting life, if that makes sense to you. That was my new outlook, was actually supporting the life around me versus just living the life I felt like I had to live. So, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Mm.
All right, Mark. Well, that's all our questions, but I'd love to encourage our listeners. Yeah.
This is a lot of fun, actually. I really enjoyed this. And you know, I know a lot of these questions were kind of all on the heavy side. So, hey, guys, give us some like fun questions too, right? Let's lighten this up a little bit. Yeah. You know,
speedo questions. We can have
some fun. We can be serious, but we got to have some fun too.
Wax, no wax, trim, no trim.
Wax, no wax. You know, what's your favorite brand of lube? I don't know. Whatever.
Backstreet Boys.
Please, this was great. And thanks for everybody that did write in. And we'd love to hear also, you know, again, as you said, Brian, thoughts to any of the stuff we talked about today or other questions, write to us at comingsideout@gmail.com. And thanks everybody for being here today. And Brian, thank you for being who you are.
Thank you. And as you usually say, like us on social media, follow us on social media, and comment on our posts. It helps build and support our page.
Absolutely. And share this with anybody else who this might be helpful for. Yeah.
Yes.
Help us build the community.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Good talking
to
you.
Till next time.
Okay. Talk to you soon. All right.